welcome you to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. And we start off with a look inside Everbank Field. Final preparations for the preseason Week 2 game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They'll open up Everbank Field for the first time in 2017, Thursday night at 8 o'clock. J.P. Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. We're live on Jaguars.com and the Jaguars Facebook page.
Looks good, John. In there. They're ready.
I think they are.
Roll. They roll. Football.
Yes.
All right.
Some new turf out there. The lines are painted out. The numbers are down, Brian. They can play a football game out there today if they wanted to, but tomorrow for sure.
That's good.
So here we go.
Because it's football season.
Let's start off with the top topic of the Jaguars these days, and really all days, the quarterback, Blake Bortles. You know, the Sunday practice was the one where he throws a couple of picks. He gets pulled out. Henny comes in with the ones. They call it a pitch count thing, and then Marone backs off that a couple of days later. But Bortles is running with the ones all week against the Buccaneers. What do you make of that, and where does Blake stand now, guys? It's about right, yeah.
I'm exhausted. It's been going on so long, and I get it. It's the topic. I'm quarterback guy. At this point, Brian, you and I yesterday, within like 30 seconds of each other, tweeted out that it was bad practice, good practice. I'm on the radio last night on 1010XL, and Hayes Carline saying it's a bad practice. Ryan O'Hallion saying it's a good practice. You know, and
that's the problem.
Right.
No one can determine it.
And I'm not saying you were wrong.
Actually, what I said, he did not have a good day. I didn't say he had a bad day. It was not a good day. When your coach says that was a horse bleep, you know.
Yeah, but he was talking in general.
I know. But
I thought
you don't
yesterday.
Refer to your quarterback.
But again,
that way.
Here we are, right? I mean, who knows?
Be a little assertive today.
And it's gotten. What's my new thing?
I know.
And
I like it.
It's gotten to the point where I get it. Every pass is analyzed. He missed Keelan Cole down the middle, and I wrote he missed Keelan Cole down the middle. And then he had the pass to A-Rob, and A-Rob was caught on camera saying, ah, come on, man. Well, two plays later, he had a great throw down the sideline to A-Rob. He's been making that throw all preseason. It's been a strength. I don't know anymore. I know he hasn't been consistent or good enough during training camp to get this out of the noise, so to speak. But at this point, it's all week one.
Maybe my expectations were too high. You know, I wanted him to come in and grab the reins, right? The cowboy jumping on the stagecoach.
And he hasn't done that in fairness.
In the Western, you know, where he gets up off his horse and he jumps onto and he grabs the reins and he slows everything down. I wanted to see that. I wanted to see the alpha. I wanted him to see him take control. I wanted it to be his team. And the fact that you think that it's not horrible and I think that it wasn't good. Right?
That's where we're at.
Yeah, is where we're at. And by the way, the difference between not horrible and not good is probably a lot closer than you think.
Sure. I want to get back to this cowboy thing. You got a little cowboy thing going on.
I'm a Westerner.
All right. Yeah.
Howdy, partner. Let's get to...
I have a harmonica.
Do you really? Can you play it?
A little bit.
Okay. Well, we'll have to do that one day.
Got to get a fire right here.
We'll really get inside the Jaguars that day. Posluszny and Jack, that's the topic at linebacker on the defensive side. Paul Posluszny's going back to the middle. Jack going to the strong side, but Jack's going to be on the field all three downs, at least this week. That's going to be the case, it sounds like.
Well, this is a big topic this week, and I have a feeling it's going to feel in a few weeks like much ado about just a little. And I say it because of this. Realistically, it's not going to change the number of plays very much either on the field. It's not going to change their third down role. Miles Jack and Telvin Smith, I can't imagine, aren't the nickels. It puts Paz in a situation where he's playing back to his strength, which is first and second down Mike. Really, it's a matter of you're going to have these two guys switching on about 28, 35% of the plays. So, yes, it's a big deal because I think Paz is back to where he's really, really good. But I don't know that it's going to change the dynamics of the defense that much, except making them better on first and second down against the run.
I'm not sure yet either. I know that Posluszny's a middle linebacker, not a strong side linebacker. I'm not sure that Miles Jack is a strong side linebacker or a middle backer. Maybe he's a weak side linebacker.
But he's a third down linebacker.
Well, there's no doubt. Oh, no, no.
And
his coverage skills,
that's where
unquestioned.
70% of the plays are there. Anyway, so if he's good there, then play him strong, play him middle on first and second down, whatever. Make yourself better on first and second down.
Here, what was clear to me the other night, watching the game, I saw a guy who looked like he was thinking way too much. He took some angles that even as a rookie he never took. Clearly, he was thinking about everything that a middle linebacker has to think about, all the people and positions and places, and he was a step behind. I'd be interested to see how he plays.
Well, think about what he's trying to do, too. And
against the Bucs.
He's trying to come in and play a position where there's another guy who's – I think as good as anybody in the NFL on first and second down against the run, who everybody on the team trusts, knows he's good. And now all of a sudden it's like, okay, Miles, step in.
Let's see what you can do. So
it's a little pressure on the kid. So all reports are that he had a good game, maybe not as good in the middle as Paz is, but they love him in the nickel. He's going to, you know, I talked to somebody after the game, played really well in the nickel. That's where he's going to help this defense a lot.
John's intimidating today. This is a different John Osher.
Yeah. I'm kind of enjoying it. I get to sit back and kind of relax a little bit.
I'm no
cowboy. A couple weeks in camp. Let's finish with the injuries to this team. And we start off with Leonard Fournette, who's got a nagging foot injury. He won't play Thursday night. We're curious if he'll play much the rest of the preseason. Then, on the defensive side, you got all the corners who've been nicked up at one time or another. Ramsey's kind of back on the field, hasn't done teamwork yet. This is that time of camp. Guys get banged up. It's football. It's what happens. It's not ideal, though.
Go look at every team in the league right now, and they're all talking about how do we work our way through it. And then every coach is quick to point out, hey, no one feels sorry for us. Everybody in football is dealing with this one right now. There are some teams that have it worse than others. I mean, Miami seems to be a team where guys are dropping with season-ending injuries, and the Jaguars don't have those. You said you didn't need to see Jalen Ramsey. I don't need to see A.J. Boye. I do not need to see Leonard Fournette. At this point, keep evaluating your roster and find those guys that are going to get the bottom 20% of the roster spots.
Maybe it's the old, you know, the crusty old writer in me. I'm a little worried about Fournette. Leonard Fournette.
Talk about crusty old writer.
I'm really worried about Gene. But I'm a little worried about it only because it's a wheel. You know, it's his foot. You don't like hearing it. Now, I'm not hearing from anybody around here that it's a long-term thing. So, okay, great. But, boy, with that running back, you'd like that not to be a thing right now. So I hope it's not because this team really needs him.
Well, you know, you saw him walking around the practice field. He didn't have a boot on. He was wearing tennis shoes. Yeah. This is a group that they're big on being cautious, and I don't believe they would have put him out there without all measure of caution if they didn't think it wasn't anything. Now, could be wrong,
right?
But at this point, I'm not all that worried about it. We'll see.
And we didn't talk Marquise Lee. Marquise Lee goes down on Sunday. We haven't really met together since then.
Oh man, I thought that was done.
Boy, was that scary! I get the feeling that's going to be one of those where they may have to juggle the roster in final cuts to account for some sort of depth around him.
Those are 6-week injuries.
Yeah, I can't see him being back week one. But one thing that I think should be noted. He got so much grief when he was in his first or second year, you know, the albino tiger stuff and all that stuff about, you know, iffy little injury stuff. This wasn't that.
No.
It wasn't impact, but this was a hard stop. I don't know how this could have been avoided. This wasn't the fact that he's tweaky or whatever that is. This was an injury, and I don't consider this him being back to, well, can you count on anybody in this situation would have had that situation.
He got through 16 games last year and got stronger as the season went on. I think he broke through
This is a tough kid.
I think he broke through that.
It's a big myth that he's not tough. He's tough.
There are some people who don't know any better that will go right back to that fragile card.
Yeah.
But as we found out with Fred, that didn't last. And I think when you look at Marquise, I don't think people can fairly judge him that way based on what he's done.
What you hope is that it doesn't set him back regular season because he had a heck of a camp and was looking like he's going to be very effective.
Just looking at the schedule
and
knowing that it's a it's a good 6-week injury, I would be surprised if we saw him before October.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, you're talking right
That's
now.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, it's 6 to 7 week injury. They're being cautious. You want him for October, November, December, you'd be careful with the high ankle sprains.
Well, the Jaguars continue the preseason tomorrow night. EverBank Field, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are in for preseason week 2. It's an 8 o'clock kickoff. For Brian Sexton, John Osher, our entire crew, I'm JP Shadrick, and this is Inside the Jaguars presented by FanDuel.